Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, February 5th.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, Friday already, right?
Time always just flies way too fast these days.
But we love Fridays, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we love Fridays.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. Except people that have to work on weekends. I guess they probably don't like it as much.
That's true.
Yeah. But we don't have to work on weekends. Well, except when you're Kelsey. You work every day, right?
Yes, 24/7. Always on the job.
That's good. You keep yourself out of trouble, which is very cool.
I try to.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, yes.
I know.
So, you know, I had a respiratory infection, and so I got on... I know, and it wasn't really a big deal, but I just got on antibiotics, you know, just to kind of clear it up, and I can't drink, so I'm like, ugh.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because you're on that medication?
Yes. Oh, I'm not, like, an excessive drinker or anything, but I do enjoy a glass of wine every now and then, so
right.
I'm like, ugh.
So you'll have to wait a few days, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they don't let you mix it with antibiotics and stuff like that?
You know, usually I don't heed the advice.
Yeah, right?
Because it's not that big a deal. But this time the pharmacist said, like, yeah, I know it always says don't drink alcohol, you know. But with this particular one, like, actually don't, because you'll become violently ill.
Really?
I was like, oh, no. Okay, I guess
that's a good enough warning.
I know. I was like, I guess I better listen this time, so...
I know. I'm still battling a cold here. I'm trying to get rid of this cough, but cough usually stays with you for a while, you know.
It does.
But the funny thing is I can't even remember the last time I was sick, and then suddenly I just fell ill last week, and it's still with me a little bit. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. I also had to go to the dentist, so I had to postpone my my appointments because, you know, how are you going to sit there with your mouth open and you coughing all the time?
You can't.
Yeah. So, but that worked out. I wanted to give a plug to this sandwich place out here in Sherman Oaks. If you're ever in the area and you want something really good, they make like... sandwich, like paninis and stuff.
I love that. What's it called?
It's called Press Eat because they press the sandwiches and the hamburgers and everything.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a gourmet type of sandwiches.
Sure.
You can't compare it to Subway or anything. It's really much better than that.
Oh, I love it.
So, and it turned out that the owner is an Israeli guy. He's young.
Oh.
Probably in his late 20s, early 30s. A very nice guy. And, so I just went there, and I started going there almost every night because they're open late, you know.
Oh,
so,
no way. That's nice.
Yeah, you know, they're right here on Ventura Boulevard. So, so I give him a nice Yelp rating, and I now he makes me feel at home there, you know, and the food is really good.
So, I love that.
Yeah, I know. The surface is nice, and he fixed it up really nice. So I highly recommend if you guys are in Sherman Oaks downtown, which is a little strip here, a couple blocks.
Downtown Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
Beautiful downtown.
but yeah, nevertheless. And then also down the street, they have a Crave Cafe. Have you been to Crave before?
No, but I've actually heard about it, believe it or not.
Yeah. So it's pretty good. But, I mean, I don't make a big deal out of it. But they opened a sushi place next door to them. And
I love sushi.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very good sushi. So... I recommend it there. But, yeah, just go to Press E, tell them Sam sent you, and they'll know who you are.
Oh.
It's funny, right?
That's great.
Love
it.
Yeah, you know, and when someone does something well, I like to tell them, you know. There was somebody that invited me to this new place they opened, but I found everything about it is, like, wrong. You know, the location, the food sucked, and all that. So, but how do you tell them, you know?
I know. Yeah. You're like, actually, I think you should rethink your day job.
Yeah, exactly, you know?
Yeah.
And but this is supposedly someone who has other restaurants, too. So I don't know how you can make such mistakes. But sure enough, I mean, I never see anybody there, you know.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty sad. I hate to see business fail because it's the worst feeling to sit there and nobody comes in, you know.
I actually hate that, too.
Yeah.
You know, coming from kind of a business background, yeah, that's no good. You know, it's funny because I'm so not picky when it comes to food. Like, I'm pretty much the least difficult person to please in the world. Like,
you'll eat anything.
I will. And, well, you know, I'm very simple when it comes to food. I mean, I won't eat anything. Like, I mean, I'll never forget one time I was with some of my Asian friends in Houston, and a friend of mine got an octopus out of the tank and ate it.
Oh, my God. Not cooked?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Apparently, that's like that's like normal.
Right. And
I couldn't believe it. So that kind of stuff, I'm not down for. But
yeah.
I like almost every restaurant I go to. And my friends are like, Kelsey can't pick. Because I'm like, oh, that restaurant's great. Yeah. So it's rare that I come across a restaurant where I'm like, oh, that food was gross. But it happens every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know in Asia, they eat all kinds of things.
I couldn't believe it. I have to say, I'm not one to lose my appetite, but I actually did lose my appetite.
Did you really?
It took about 10 minutes to come back, but I lost it temporarily.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a cough drop here, which I prepared. So I just hope I don't click it in my mouth while I'm talking. But I need this because I'm going to start coughing. But at any rate, we were supposed to have a studio guest today. They never showed up. Never told us anything. And this is the second guest that we didn't get this week. There was another one that was supposed to call, right? Was it or no?
Not this week, I don't think. Last week, yeah. But I know I was excited about this particular guest because he's an independent film director and his, you know, film is nominated for an Oscar.
An Oscar, yeah.
Yeah, so I was excited to talk to him. Maybe
I know
he'll stroll in late or I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, yeah. But you never know.
Some people forget, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, and I've said it before. I mean, they come to us. It's not like I go asking for guests and then they decide they're not going to come. But it's people, I don't know if it's irresponsibility or what it is, but sometimes it's just, you know, people just don't show up, man.
I know.
I don't understand that. And, yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to rag on him or anything, but I'm not happy about it. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But we are happy it's Friday.
It is Friday. It's also
anniversary.
A busy weekend, too. It is the anniversary of the station, and I still haven't put a party together yet, but I'm still thinking about
it. Well, I have to promise you I'll come, and I'll bring some friends.
You will?
Yeah, okay, cool. Of course.
And I'm going to throw it.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it'll be nice, because you always get to meet the other hosts and stuff. It's always
Friend Jen will definitely come, and a few other people, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, yeah, you can bring people with you. Why not?
Yeah.
The more, the merrier, you know? So it's going to be a busy weekend, though, because we have the Super Bowl on Sunday, and then on Monday, I believe, is New Hampshire, right?
Yes.
Is it Monday or Tuesday? I think Monday. And the New Hampshire primaries. And I'm really looking forward to that. I'm sure a lot of people are, to see what's going on. You know, if the Iowa thing was a fluke or
what's going on. You know? Right. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a fluke.
No?
I don't. So I really don't. I mean, I think that, like I said before, I think people kind of saw the writing on the wall whenever he didn't show up, Donald Trump.
Yeah,
didn't show up to the debate because he didn't like the moderator.
Right.
I mean, come on. If that's not the most childish thing, what are we, 16?
Yeah, no, exactly. He does behave like childishly in many ways, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bully sometimes, and sometimes he's just up to no good. But, you know, what can he do?
Yes. I'm sure he's a nice guy, though. I've heard from sources, so nothing personal.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. But the thing is, I mean, if you get to a point where you're embarrassed to admit you're voting for someone, that's not a good thing, you know?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I when I bought his book, I was kind of embarrassed to buy his book.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Because it's like, you know, people will look at you like, you know, I don't know, whatever. It's not like I care what people say, but still, you feel like, oh, if I get his book, people are going to think I'm racist and I'm this and I'm that, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. I do.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, even when you don't agree with someone, I encourage you to, if they're important, to read about them, to find out about them, you know, because you can't judge someone just based on what the media presents to you. You need to understand what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Last night here was pretty cool. I love working here in the evenings. I run the video shows and stuff, but I also get to see our other hosts and stuff.
Because
I'm not here most of the day, you know.
Right.
I work at home a lot. So so last night we had Corey Feldman here. Have you heard of Corey Feldman?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you, because many people who are even older than you don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So at least you know what, you know, you're up on things.
Uh-huh. I try to be.
Yeah. So Corey Feldman is an actor. He was a child actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the movie Goonies and Stand By Me and some of these classics. And he grew up. Now he must be 50 or something, you know?
Yeah, he's...
He still looks young, though, but he walks around with Corey's angels, is what he calls them. 25-year-old girls, always angelic-looking, blonde, blue eyes, and they follow him everywhere, and he's been to the station a few times, and it's always the same. He wears his hat, his fedora, whatever, and...
Oh, my God.
And comes here, so it's always funny to see, you know? And he's always, like, flustered and busy, and... And it's like he's never focused on what's going on, you know. But it's funny to see that, you know. But I'm telling you again, fame and money will get you any chick you want, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
People have to understand.
Well, you know, that's
that.
That's an interesting statement. And there is some truth to it, but there's a very dark lining. I have so many stories. Yes.
Yeah.
It'll temporarily get you the chick you want. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But... It will not keep the chick you want.
No, no. That's, I don't know.
And, you know, even if it...
Eventually, if you're not compatible, you're not going to get...
Yeah, you know, my mom has a very favorite quote of mine. She once told me, when you marry for money, you earn every penny of it. And I just thought that was so applicable because...
Wow.
And it's so true. Like,
that's true.
I have this girlfriend who will remain unnamed. You know, she when she got married at the time, she got married very young. And she married a very successful guy from a really, really, you know, highfalutin New York family. And she, you know, we've talked and talked about this. And she says, you know, I didn't think I was marrying for money. Like, she didn't consciously go into it, like, I'm going to marry this guy for money. No, not at all. But she said, like... Looking back, it did influence her decision because she was more impressed by those things at that young age.
Yeah, that's
whereas
true.
Now she's not.
Right.
You know.
And it's the same thing, I think, with looks and everything, too, you know, because it's like people are impressed with the looks in the beginning, but then you have to live with personality, you know. It's like the look is okay to attract in the beginning, you know.
Sure.
But just because of the look, you're not going to get along with somebody, you know.
Right. It's
and
so
right.
true.
So you got to do it for the right reasons, you know, when you get into a serious relationship.
Yeah. And so it was so funny because we were going to the Hamptons to hang out at her house when she got in the divorce.
Wow.
And one of my friends was like, well... You know, she got this in the divorce. And she was like, oh, trust me, I earned this. And I thought that was so funny.
Whoa.
So, you know, it just goes to show there's a price for everything. So I don't think it brings happiness. I've seen so many, you know, rich guys get, quote unquote, the perfect girl. And then they always end up. I've never seen it work out.
Really?
I've honestly never seen it work out. Like, they either get heartbroken or they end up getting stolen from. I'm not kidding. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So be careful.
Yeah.
I think karma. Karma is something you have to watch out for.
Right. But you know what? I talk to many men in this town and stuff, and they say, yeah, women are just like they look for money, you know? And, you know, I don't know why it's more in this town, maybe because money is so important here, you know, and everybody has a lot of it. So women just figure, hey, you know, I might as well just wait for a rich one. There's plenty of them, you know. And, you know, so.
Well, I kind of have my own theory about that.
What's that?
I think that having lived in other places in the world, I honestly think LA is such a male-driven city.
Right.
And it's really unfortunate, actually. I mean, you remember the whole, like, salary gap debate, even amongst actors versus actresses.
Right.
You know,
right.
Superstar actresses were getting paid significantly less than men stars.
Right.
And so when you create that kind of environment, what's a woman supposed to do?
That's true, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, even if... I'm not making an excuse. I'm not saying they shouldn't be ambitious. And there are plenty of successful women. You know, I'm ambitious, myself included. But I am saying that it is, you know, really an unfortunate situation. And I feel like other places in America, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
I really feel like that.
Yeah, no,
and then also,
true.
Also, just having having hung out in the Hollywood scene, there are lots of girls who come from other countries.
Right.
And they don't even have a social security card.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do?
Right.
Like, I, again, not trying to make excuses, but that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
So I think that all of that kind of contributes.
Right.
To this this terrible epidemic where... Right. Like women become dependent on men. It's terrible. I mean, you should obviously be independent and do your own thing. And, you know, that's great. But I think that's why LA is more prone to it.
Right. No, and I mean, Hollywood is totally male dominated. You know, I mean, you can tell by the movies they put out.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, like a lot of movies like that, you know, that have to do with men's issues and things like that, you know. So I have to agree there. And, you know, this whole thing with the casting couch and all that, you know, it's sort of like women are being used. And so, I mean, you know, and people say it's still happening. It's not like it stopped happening. You know, you have men in powerful positions and they want to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And I mean, I joke with my friends that, like, I'm so, so blessed that I didn't come out here when I was 18.
Yeah.
Because
right?
Thank goodness I waited until I was 23 and... smarter,
yeah.
You know, because there are so many charlatans in this town and people right. that are just waiting to take advantage. And, you know, it's like I understand why my parents were worried now, because there are bad people in every geographical location. But I feel like in larger cities where there's so much hustle and bustle and it's all about the game and staying on top of it, there tends to be a higher concentration of yeah. those kind of people because it's the nature of the beast.
That's
where they
true.
Come.
That's true.
So
they're attracted to where a lot of people are.
Right, right.
Yeah, many weak people, lost, whatever.
Right.
But I pretty much view just about any relationship as a transaction, you know? I mean, you exchange... well, let's not be so blunt and say... beauty for money, but let's say you provide you find love and you provide security, you know, something like that, you know, whereas the woman looks for financial security and the man just looks for a trophy wife or something, you know. I'm not saying all of this is like this, but many relationships work in the same way. I mean, you know, you'll have pretty women saying, I can get anybody I want. Why would I go with this guy, right? So they get a certain attitude and stuff. And I think that creates a situation where it feels like a transaction almost. You know, like the guy will say, well, let's see what is the most beautiful woman I can get. And she's like, let's see what's the richest guy I can get, you know. So,
yeah, I mean, that might be taking place in some.
Yeah.
Sick societies. But, you
like
know.
Our own.
I know, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, everybody has their priorities and knows what they're looking for. And
that's true, yeah.
I think that everyone plays a role in a relationship, sure, in any normal relationship. I mean, why do they say you marry your mom or you marry your dad, you know, a younger version of such?
Yeah.
Because you're looking for somebody to fulfill, like, either those motherly needs that
that's
you're
true.
Seeking
that's true.
Or...
Yeah.
you know.
It's pretty evolutionary, you know. I think, like, in nature, we're like that, you know.
We are.
And I think the female usually, well, you know, the male looks for someone to continue his legacy or its legacy if it's an animal or something. And the female is there to find a male that will protect the offspring, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's really the basic, mm-hmm. primitive reason why people get together, you know. And, yeah, I think two people can accomplish a lot more than one person.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I think we have that inclination to pair up as humans, but I also think that monogamy is not a very stable situation because I think people always are pulled in different directions. You know, it's like, let's say you grow up, you're straight, you're attracted to the opposite sex all your life, and then suddenly you meet somebody and you're supposed to not be attracted to the other sex anymore. And not everybody can do that, you know? I mean, it's still in our genes.
Right. I mean, I think it is the, it's exactly the sex therapist that we talked to a few weeks ago. I think she said it perfectly. Some people it works for, some people it doesn't, but you have to like know that prior to going into a situation. And when it is deceitful, that's when it's wrong.
Right.
I mean, I know couples. Like, I have couple friends who do have open relationships. Now, for me, that would not work.
No, huh?
Oh, can't handle it, right? No.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, you wanting to be with another woman, wanting to share your intimacy with another woman, it means you don't love me.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel when I'm with somebody.
Yeah. You see, women are romantic that way, though. But, you know, I mean, I think...
But I know women who feel the way you feel.
Right. And there's women that cheat, too, you know. It's not just men that do, you know.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean, I know... Yeah. I know I have... It's I think it's less frequent in women.
Yeah.
But I do have a couple friends who say that, like, they just don't ever have any desire to be monogamous. And they, you know, they just don't want to. And hopefully, they're like, it kind of narrows my dating pool down. Because most men don't want that either. They don't want their girl, like, seeing other people or whatever.
Exactly.
But, you know, they just hope that they find somebody who is okay with that. But, you know, for me, it wouldn't work.
No, I know. I don't think it worked for me either. You know, I mean, some people, like a couple times when I was younger, I was curious. I went to swingers parties and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Really?
But I found a place when I was back in Vegas a long time ago. I mean, this was like in the 90s, mm-hmm. where they would let single guys in too, which usually they don't, you know.
Right.
They'll let single women or couples in.
Right.
Because there's always more men and stuff. So I remember going there and I looked at those couples and I said, how can they do this, you know? And then later I met this woman and she was like curious about it. So I said, okay, well, let's go.
Yeah.
But even though we were not like in a... serious relationship, I still felt I couldn't go with someone that I know and then, you know, I have to be involved with other people and stuff, you know, because we were like, at least we were monogamous at the time when we were seeing each other, you know.
Right.
So we went there and we just didn't feel like we could do it, you know.
Right.
So that's why I don't think I could do like open relationships and stuff.
Oh, you know? I just don't... you know, it might work for some people, like I said, but I just don't see how on so many levels that would work, like from a psychological perspective.
Right.
I mean,
it's because some people can separate sex and love, I suppose, you know, but we're only human beings, you know, and you're letting your partner go with somebody else. You don't know if they're going to come back to you or not, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if they're really good at separating the two, whatever. But I mean, how do you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll, I don't know, fall in love with the mistress or whatever. I don't know.
Just, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it could happen. So that's, you know, that's quite strange. But, you know, what can you do? Mm. You know, people are people. And some people
put a GPS tracking device on their phone.
Exactly, right.
Oh my gosh, my sister, my brother-in-law have that, and I'll never forget whenever my sister was looking at her phone and she was like, oh, he's at, you know, Highway 173 and 90 intersection, and we were like...
They really did that? They were able to monitor each other?
Yeah.
And, wow.
And we're like, that's fucking creepy.
It is creepy.
We thought it was, we found it creepy, but they're like, oh, what? Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But we were like, I mean, but hey, to each his own, like.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah, it is kind of creepy, let me tell you.
Like, I don't know. It's like, what if I want to surprise him or something? I don't want him to know where I am. What if I'm like, you know.
Exactly.
Planning some big soiree, anyways.
Yeah, if you're going shopping and you don't want him to know.
Oh my God, I know. I do that all the time.
Excuse me with the cough, man.
Where are you? I'm like, nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm at the gym. It's like, I would never cheat. If I cheat on anything, it's shopping.
Right, yeah.
Which, there are worse things.
I know, it's like... Cheating is too much work, you know. I mean, there's so much lying going on, and you know, why would you even want to do it? You know,
yeah.
It's just not worth it. And also think about if this was done to you. I don't think there's anything more like hurtful than cheating on someone, you know, because I mean, it's like it's wrong on so many levels, you know, and especially the fact that you're lying to your partner, who's like. Someone who's closer to you probably than the person you're cheating with. And yet, you know, you're doing something, you know, prohibited with someone else.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate betrayal. And that's why, you know, I can't understand people that will take someone back after they cheated on them.
Right.
Would you? Under some circumstances?
I
mean, what could justify it, you know?
I know.
If you're there and you're willing and able to provide sex, what justification is there to do this?
Right.
You know, it's all about lies. And I think people are more concerned about the lie part than the actual sex part, you know?
Right. And I mean, it's just... But even the whole, like, willing and able to provide sex. Okay, like, obviously, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have to think about everyone's happiness and all. But, you know, there are going to be times when you can't. Like,
right.
You're 9 months pregnant or you're this and you're that. And if you've committed to that person, like,
right.
Get over it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's not a good reason to go cheating, you know.
Right. So, I don't know. Would I take somebody back if they cheated? I don't ever want to say never about anything.
Right.
But...
Just picture them inside somebody else when you're, like, really in love with them.
But the short answer is no.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the short answer is definitely no.
Yeah.
I think, knock on wood, I've never been in that position, but...
Right, but how could you trust that person anymore? You know what I'm saying? If they lied to you once, they could lie again.
Yeah, I mean, you could get back together and everything could seem like it's back to normal, but in the back of your mind, there's always this elephant.
Right, exactly.
It's just like... Are they, you know, seeing that person again or seeing somebody else again? And then not only that, it's not only, in my opinion, it's not only the act of cheating that is so repulsive, but it's the deeper issue because there's always a deeper issue.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, are they, you know, for example, the Tiger Woods scandal.
Right.
That would be very, very hard to forgive. And I don't know if it would work once you got back together, but if he truly had a sex addiction, and you have kids together, it might be something to think about because he did have an addiction.
Right.
Like, I've dealt with addicts before, and it's not something they can really control.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are... exceptions in certain sense. Of course, that's just a broad example. We don't know the whole story there. I'm sure there were other things. But
right.
Yeah, so I don't know. The deeper issue is a lot of times would be probably the major problem for me because it's like, what is not satisfying them? Like, are they not whole themselves? Do they have childhood issues? Do they have... What is the deal?
Right.
So
yeah,
it would require a lot of like... getting down to the bottom of it. Because it's never a physical thing, hardly, with cheating.
Right.
I found.
Yeah.
So...
Well, for women, it's more emotional, I think, you know. I mean, men just say, wow, look at this chick, and she's seducing him or something. he's going to fall for it, you know. But there's different situations. I mean, people like, I think it often happens like at work. You work with someone, you know, and your relationship is suffering somehow, and you're looking for some kind of solace, you know, where somebody's just going to comfort you or something.
Right, but, right.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. I mean, I think if a woman cheats, it's harder on the man because it's more than just sex, you know. I mean, the man can have sex with a woman while he's cheating, has no feelings, nothing, just make a deposit and leave, right? And, you know, with women, it's more like emotional. And then you think, well, she's even emotionally abandoned me, you know, in addition to just sex. So, yeah, but, you know, of course, there's always exceptions. But I'm just saying in general, I think it's like that. So that's why, you know, I think maybe because I was cheated on when I was really young, you know, like early on when I was 16, 17, you know, and openly too, you know.
What?
She's like, yeah, I'm going out with this guy, you know. And I'm like, what? You know, but
that sounds like she just broke up with you. Or no?
Right?
Yeah.
But
I kind
she
of
didn't.
What?
Yeah,
oh, my
but
gosh.
But she was threatening to or whatever. But I was just letting her walk on me, you know. But I was young. What did I know?
Right.
I was alone in this country. I needed somebody. And she was really my closest connection, you know. But she was bad for me. She came from a bad family and shit. Broken family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was put through the ringer on that one. But I vowed never to cheat on anybody because it hurts so much, you know. And then you say, why would you want to hurt anybody like that?
Right.
You know. So if you feel you can't control yourself anymore and you want to continue, then you
be honest about it and find somebody
and
who's
break
like-minded.
Up with them, right? Yeah. Hold on. We have a phone call here, and we're going to take this call from Mr. Greg Rempe. What a surprise, Greg.
Hey.
Say hi to Kelsey. You never talked to her before.
Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Greg
what's your cup size?
Oh, there he goes. You see, this is the way he used to be. Like I told you in the beginning, the show was very, very irreverent.
Oh, yeah.
And Greg would come on the line and really open his mouth and let us have a piece of his mind.
Oh, that's so funny.
But Greg Rempe was with us from day one.
Oh, wow.
And was with us for many years. He's got a show called Barbecue Central. And when I tell this to people, they laugh because I go, I don't know what you have to say about barbecue for 8 years.
I know.
But you have.
Yeah, how is that? It's weird because I remember when we had originally started, and Sam and I found each other through Craigslist.
Oh.
When he was starting. Well,
yeah,
was
Greg is in Cleveland.
CBS Talk Radio, which is now LA Talk Radio. But,
right.
And he's like, can you really talk about barbecue for 50 minutes once a week? And I was like, I've been doing a podcast for 2 years, so I think I got it worked out. And he's like, okay, I mean, I guess.
Oh, my gosh, so I have to ask you, where's the best barbecue?
What's the best barbecue?
Where is the best barbecue in L.A.? I
need to know. Well, he's not in L.A., he's in Cleveland.
Oh, he's in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So you never
Which is the home of not the best barbecue anywhere, by the way.
I know, I'm from Texas, so I'm spoiled. I went to this place called Texas Barbecue, and it was not Texas Barbecue.
the best barbecue right now, just because of the media and so forth, is Austin, Texas, and you have La Barbecue, and of course Franklin's Barbecue, which is now world renowned, and people are waiting in line for 4 and 5 hours, believe it or not.
Wow, really?
It's insane. It's got to be. I would never wait in line. There's no way it can be that good to wait for 5 hours, but people do it every day for a year. So I mean, there's got to be something to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this is cool, Greg. I mean, I've missed you. We haven't talked in a long time and stuff. And
I know
you've been busy with family and work and all that. But it's really cool of you to call. Did you have any questions? Did you want to contribute something specifically? Or did you just want to shoot the breeze?
Here's all I wanted to say.
Right.
8 years. We start from a small handful of hosts, and you have grown LA Talk Radio into what it is today, and I got to be honest, I didn't know if we would all be around 6 months after you had started this thing, and now you are legitimately the go-to place on the internet for talk radio, or terrestrial radio for that reason, or satellite radio. I mean, this is where people are going, and it's still kind of an infant, but it's where people will turn to in the future, and you saw it. You're a visionary, and I'm Greg, just humbled to have been able to start with you, and that girl from 1 hour of barbecue talk to 2 hours of barbecue talk.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's great. You're awesome, and I really respect what you've done and appreciate you giving me the shot that you did.
Thank you, Greg. Aww. I mean, that means a lot, you know, and the thing is that you're a pro as well. Greg puts on a great show.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and plug your show. Tell people where they can listen, Greg. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are interested in this and in food especially, and you really cover just about everything, right? I mean, there's competitions and things like that too.
Yeah, I try and cover the whole industry, so it's cookbook authors, it's competitors, it's pit makers, and everything that has to do with the barbecue and grilling industry I try and touch on, and you can hear it every Tuesday still between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern, so that would be 6 and 8 Pacific time, and right. You can check it out at thebbqcentralshow.com, and you know, it's got all the information on the show there, and we do it live every Tuesday from 9 to 11.
Awesome, and it's a great production from the beginning. You always put on some great production, and I'm really proud to have you and to know you as well. You know, I mean, you're a very talented guy. He's done a lot of voice pieces for us and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This show used to be very raunchy, Kelsey, let me tell you.
And, so I hear.
Right up Greg's alley, too. Right up his alley, too. But you see, Greg, this is how people evolve, you know. I mean, we started just amateurs trying just about anything, and then you sort of evolve and you settle into a certain rhythm, you know, and a certain style and stuff, you know. So
Yeah, you continue to do it, and, you know, I listen from afar, obviously, as I always have, but I like your show. I still like the fact that you rotate out co-hosts like people rotate out charcoal in their grills.
It's a fabulous
thing. You're dynamic. You can do it on your own. You can do it with a co-host. And, I mean, Jesus Christ, one is hotter than the next, and I envy you to no end.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I've been very lucky, I think, to have some great co-hosts, and each one brings
their
own.
Well, the next one better not be hotter than me, Sam.
Well, I don't think she will.
I don't know if
it's possible.
There was Sam had a co-host by the name of Sherry, and she used to talk about how she would love to take hot loads on her face.
And he still remembers that.
Are there any similarities there?
That is hilarious.
She's not going to tell you. Don't put her on the spot. Greg, come on. You're making me feel uncomfortable.
Gosh.
But no, but he still remembers that. You
wow,
know? Yeah.
Good memory.
I wrote a song about that, for crying out loud. She inspired me.
That's true. You wrote a song about
your muse.
Anyway, Sam, I got to run, but I appreciate everything you've done. Congratulations on 8 years, Kelsey. A pleasure to meet you. And
yeah, likewise.
Continue success, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. Just give yourself one more plug again. Where can people hear you and find you?
9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, thebbqcentralshow.com every Tuesday night. We'll see you there.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Greg, thank you so much. Much love to the family and everything, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, Sam.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sweet guy.
Yeah, no, he's really cool, you know. And we used to do, like, the show used to be 2 hours, so I had to fill it with a lot of stuff.
Sure.
I was also very influenced by Howard Stern. So we'd always have, like, all kinds of, like, recordings and funny things and, like, a crazy morning show, you know.
That's so cool.
And, yeah, so he would do a lot of these things, and he liked that he could just say anything and run with it, you know. And his mind is dark sometimes. Sexually speaking.
Letting all your secrets out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I love
this
it.
This is funny. So thanks, Greg, for calling in. You know, I mean, I was really heartened by all the response to the post on Facebook about
I saw that. I liked it. I was like, oh.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people were congratulating me and stuff, and it feels really nice, you know. And again, I want to give credit to all the people that have helped me over the years. Whether it's the people working here, whether it's hosts, but people have always driven me to try for more, because They show appreciation of what I do, you know. And when people do, they just want to keep doing more of it, you know.
So true.
Yeah. So so that's how it happened. And a lot of people that I've haven't heard from in years, you know. And you realize, God, all these people read my posts. I don't even think about them.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
So there's a lot of people out there. You can't start thinking about every person you're going to offend or not offend when you post, you know. You just got to do it. But sometimes you forget your Facebook friends until they come and congratulate you for something.
Exactly.
You know? So that's pretty cool, you know.
It's way cool.
And it's nice to see people that started with us and now they're doing other things and involved in all kinds of things. Because we usually attract talented people, you know. When they're not talented and they take a show here, it doesn't last very long.
Sure.
You know? So it just, it's got to be something in your blood to do radio.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, you know.
I just like that you don't have to dress up every day.
Yeah, huh?
It's a little bit different than news anchoring, so that's kind of nice.
I know. That was funny. Last night, there was a new show on video, and the two co-hosts came.
Mm-hmm.
One of them didn't even know he was going to be on video. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he, like, struggled real quickly to look good and all that stuff.
Well, that's the lucky thing about guys. They don't usually have to do much.
Right? I know. It's funny. But, yeah, but how do you not tell your co-host he's going to be on video, you know?
I don't know. Maybe they were playing a joke on him.
No, I don't think so.
Let's see how he shows up today.
Oh, that's funny.
Was it their first video show?
Yeah, that was their first show. And actually, if you guys want to check it out, it's pretty cool. It's called Law Talk Unfiltered, and they have this guy that works in bail bonds, and then these attorneys and everything, and they tell you about all different things, you know, like dealing with the law and stuff. So that's pretty interesting, yeah. And so that's the nice thing is we have all kinds of shows here. I mean, barbecue and
I can't believe that. That's hilarious.
And there's shows on Bibles and shows on porn. And
really?
Yeah,
I've looked through some of the shows and listened to some of them, but there's so many.
Yeah, there's a gamut of shows, you know. So that's what I'm happy about. At least I enjoy listening and when I can. And it's, I'm proud of it. I'm satisfied.
Yeah, you have to celebrate this weekend. You have to go out with your kids or...
Yeah, I know. You know. Who are hard to reach these days.
Really?
But that's okay.
They're at that age.
My son's out of town. Yeah, he's in college. And my daughter's got a boyfriend now, so she's busy all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I mean, you know, we'll go and do something.
See, that's exactly the opposite of me. I'm like, you guys never call me. I always call you. Like, right. I call them, like, every day. I'm like, hello?
I know, and I do that. Yeah. I do that, you know. But like, my son will never answer the phone. He only texts. And even with that, it's like he'll drop the conversation after three texts.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, come on, man.
I know. I'm like, come on, mom and dad and sisters and everybody. Like, you can call me sometime, too.
Right. Exactly. Right? I mean, you feel it's like one-sided and stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But usually I realize when you're the one that left, you miss everybody more than they miss you.
I think that's true.
Because you
right?
sort of like miss home, you know?
I do.
And,
yeah.
And you're missing like, yeah, a place and a time and people, whereas to them, Kelsey's just gone and moved to another city.
I know, and it's very hard for me because, you know, I'm really ambitious, and I have this dream and this burning desire, like our guest the other day was talking about, and it's something that I just can't ignore, and if I were to ignore it, right. then I would be...
And why would you? Anyway, for
not
who?
Being my true self, but... You know, what's really helped, actually, ironically, is my mom got a Facebook recently. And so now she kind of gets to see everything I'm doing. I think for a while they thought I was just out here kind of playing.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, guys, like I'm busting it like every day, like really working hard because it's a sacrifice. To be away from the people you love. So, but I'm fortunate enough to be able to visit pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's not too bad. But yeah, I wish that there was one of those speed trains that could, you know.
I know. So, but you're one of those kids that actually calls her parents more than they call her.
Oh, all the time.
You see, that's cool.
They're probably like, this girl is so annoying. But no, I know. My little sister is like that as well.
Really?
Yeah. Now, my older sister isn't so much, but she lives right there and she has a baby now. So they're always in contact. My mom watches Kaylee. And so, you know, they're always... you know, in contact. But yeah, I mean, if it's not a call, I usually text like every day or something.
Yeah. Very nice. That's cool to keep touch with the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Before we leave, I wanted just to give a tribute to Maurice White, who is the leader and singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire, who died.
Aww.
And he was 74 years old.
So young.
Yeah, right?
Nowadays, that's
Everybody's
really young.
Dying. Everybody's dying on us. I don't know. But, you know, I mean, all these people that are dying were like classics in the 70s, 80s, you know. I mean, they're getting pretty up there in age.
I mean, maybe they, I don't know. Yeah, I
guess. 74 is not old, but at the same time, it's not young either, you know. I mean, it's an age when people start having health problems and stuff, you know.
I guess so, yeah.
So I don't know what he died from, but they're saying he passed away peacefully last night in his sleep.
Oh, that's how I want to go.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be cool to go like that.
Mm-hmm. Ideally.
Yeah, I know. No suffering.
Yeah.
No suffering at all.
I know. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kelsey, this is it. I might actually catch that we talked to David Cruz yesterday from the Millionaire Matchmaker, and they have an event tomorrow at the Sofitel Hotel in Beverly Hills.
You have to go. I was going to go, but I forgot I was going to be out of town.
Yeah.
I was planning to go.
You're not single either. Or is that? No, it's just a love thing, right? It's not really a singles thing, or what did he say? It is a matchmaking type of thing.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he says you can bring your friends or whatever. But I mean, I would still go because the open bar.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm...
they'd probably be like, Kelsey, you're not allowed any more drinks. You've maxed the open bar limit.
Yeah, so we'll see. I have a friend that wants to go too, so I might just actually do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
you should.
So
we'll
tell you guys on Monday what happened. Kelsey, have a great weekend. Everybody, enjoy yourselves. We're going to have like a beautiful, gorgeous weather here.
I know.
Did you notice today is going to be probably in the 80s?
I know. And then I'm so going to Palm Springs where it's like 90 degrees or 85 or something. It's exciting.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, have a great trip.
I will.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.